Welcome to Room 33. I'm Carl Troutman, your host. Thanks for joining me. Chen Guangcheng has his freedom. The 40-year-old Chinese human rights activist who had recently been at the center of a diplomatic clash between the United States and China has arrived in the United States, where he's now planning to study at New York University. While Chen, his two children, and his wife have been allowed to leave China, the cause of freedom in the world's most populous country continues. Chen has quite a story. Even though he is blind, he taught himself law. He has been a real pain to Chinese authorities for some time. He alleged that there were forced abortions and forced sterilizations. This related to China's one-child policy. While Chinese government officials did not like this, they tried to stop his activism. In January 2007, his conviction of organizing a mob to disrupt traffic and destroying property was upheld. He spent years in jail and then was put under house arrest. The authorities punished his family for his temerity to fight for human rights. While he was under house arrest, his mother was harassed, and toys of his then 6-year-old daughter were taken away. For a time, she was banned from school. In a remarkable getaway in late April, Chen escaped from house arrest. He ascended over a wall and escaped his village. More than 200 times he fell, but he continued. 20 hours later, he was met by a supporter. He got to Beijing, where he ended up at the U.S. Embassy. There was a series of negotiations between the Chinese and the Americans over Chen. Eventually, he left the U.S. Embassy to go to a hospital. During his escape, he injured his foot. However, he later requested to leave China. In the end, he was allowed to leave. China got rid of a nuisance, and the complicated United States-China relationship went on. Now, you hear a lot about the need to work with China on pressing international issues, that they must not be made an enemy of the U.S. or other democracies because of their record on human rights, that their economic and diplomatic importance must be taken into consideration whenever considering raising a human rights issue publicly. I agree. But human rights is at the core of why democracies exist. This must be remembered. The cause of freedom in the world's most populous country continues. The world should not forget that Chen left many people behind who support him. What happens to them should not be overlooked. Thanks for listening. You can hear Room 33 while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Find a link for it on my homepage. And when you download Stitcher to hear Room 33, you'll have a chance to win some money. Then, during registration, hit the promo code box and enter ROOM, all one word, to get automatically entered to win $100. The latest episode of the show will be waiting for you in your favorites. Don't forget to enter promo code ROOM when you register. This is Carl Troutman, and you're in Room 33.